Aren't they wonderful?
Amen.
Amen. Let's give it up one more time for our worship team this morning. Amen. Amen. Are you ready for the word this morning? We're also going to have communion. And today is November the 3rd, and it's a beautiful day outside. Look at that. We had a little bit of snow yesterday, but it's all gone. And how many of you saw that picture that Linda posted on Facebook of that little buck that we saw? Wasn't that a beautiful little buck? It's funny, you know, that we didn't know, like when you post something, you never know what how many people are going to respond to it, but 80 people love that picture. And so, you know, there's things in life that you hesitate to do because you don't know what the response is. And I'm going to encourage you this morning to step out and do some things because there's things that you do that people want to celebrate. And yet sometimes you don't do it because you have apprehension. So I'm the one who's always behind Linda. I said, do it, do it, do it. Go for it, go for it, go for it. And look at that. 80 people were blessed on a Saturday night with a little picture of a buck. And so, you know, there's things about your life that people are going to be blessed with if you would just step out and allow that to flow through you. So another reason I'm very thankful is because tomorrow is November the 4th, and my Uncle Jack is not alive anymore. And the only two people in this world that would care about November the 4th were myself and him, because that was my grandmother's birthday. There's no one else in the family that has a clue that it was my grandmother's birthday on November 4th, but those are the things that are important to me. So every November 4th, and she died in 1975. So the thing is, I hardly even knew her, and because I was only born in 72. So, and and Kathy, be quiet. And no, but she was that. So that's that important. And then the other thing that's really important, it's November. And so people say, oh, it's November, winter's coming. But we have Remembrance Day on November 11th. And we have someone over there. Thank you for serving there, Dave Patterson. And how many others have served? Thank you over here. Look, in presently serving. Thank you for serving. And my father served. My uncles served. And so, you know, there's a lot to look forward to. So I had my grandmother's birthday, come to church, worship with beautiful people, an abundance of children and awesome people and stuff. So God is good. Amen? So even though we're entering into the colder months, we have a lot to be thankful for. We have a beautiful Christmas banquet coming up. That's a wonderful celebration. Then we enter into December and we celebrate the birth of Christ. And I love Christmas Eve. Anyone who knows me, I love Christmas Eve. Christmas Eve is like a highlight of the fall season for me. It's a highlight of the fall season for me where we all come together. We have a candlelight service. And we take the month of December and we really go through the meaning of what the birth of Christ is like. And I don't know about you, but I don't want it to just be a story. I want it to be a relationship, don't you? And every year, and I don't want it to become a routine. So it's December, okay, so we're looking at the calendar. What are we going to do? Oh, should we do Advent this year? No. Let's enter into a deeper relationship with our Lord and Savior. Amen? So thank you for attending Gateway this morning, and thank you to all the people that tune into our podcast messages each week on our webpage. And I trust you are enjoying our series, Thrive, Spirit-Infused Power for Everyday Life. And today's message is entitled, The Gifts of Discerning. The Gifts of Discerning. Now, we have been learning that the Holy Spirit is a person. Amen? Amen. Holy Spirit is a person, a friend, a helper. And having this foundational understanding is vital to our spiritual journey. It's vital to your spiritual journey of having this understanding, not just a knowledge, but an understanding of Holy Spirit. And so we have learned that each of us needs to be fully immersed in the Holy Spirit. Amen? So I must tell you something, that it's a pleasure. It's an absolute pleasure to preach in this church. I look forward to it every Sunday. Anyone who preaches in this church, Randy, Ty, Laura, Linda, will tell you that it is an absolute pleasure to preach in this church. You're an amazing congregation to preach to. It's so amazing. Look, the smile I have looking at me right now. There's another one right there. There's another one right there. Look. So you have go-to people that are listening, and what happens is they're praying for you, and they're sensing what's happening. And so, you know, you just have those moments, and you look, and it's just like, you know, and I'm proud of you. You're proud of me. We're proud of each other. We're honored to be children of the King. Doesn't get better than that, does it? So allow me to share with you a little story. When I met Linda, I know there's a lot of stories about Linda, but you know what? I kind of like her. You know, she's kind of all right, and she's fun. Did you see her? Did you see the way she was dressed for family fun night? Like she loves God, but she's a kook. You know, like she's just. Like, she's fun, you know? Like, it's just like, you gotta be a kook if you're married to me, you know? So, amen. It's just... If you think I'm high energy now, you should have seen a few years ago. Anyways, that was a rabbit trail, so let me get back on here. And I prefer rabbit trail instead of like a bunny hop or something. Like, I'm a guy. I don't say those words. It's like a rabbit trail, okay? It's a rabbit. It's not a bunny. I don't call it a bunny. Right, guys? It's a rabbit. Okay. Oh, you went on a bunny trail. Can you talk to me in man language, please? You know? Yeah. Right? Tell your wife. So anyways, when I met Linda, I was quite taken by her. And it did not take very long before I knew that it was time for her to meet my mom and dad. Okay. And I had never introduced a girl to my mom and dad ever before, so I was a little bit nervous about that. So I knew that our relationship was going to a different level, right? Because I'm going to take her home to meet my mom and dad. And just like my story with Linda, I believe this morning that our relationship with Holy Spirit needs to go also to that next level. Amen? Yep. Amen? Yep. Needs to go to that next level. Amen. Very serious now. Okay? And I read a story by a favorite pastor and author, and it goes like this. He was in a cafeteria eating with his wife when he observed a muscular fellow named John, and a woman he later learned was his wife, Pauline, carrying their trays to an empty table near them, okay? And the moment he looked at this man, he knew something about him. He just knew something about him. He recognized that this knowledge as coming from Holy Spirit. Can you relate? God loved this man and wanted to help him. Just like God loves each of you this morning and wants to help you, not to hurt you. Wants to help each and every one of you because he loves you that much. So this man, this pastor, he got up and he walked to this couple's table and he said, "Excuse me, you don't know me, but I have to ask you a question." How many of you would feel comfortable doing that? You know? This man looked just a little bit startled, but he said, "Sure." "Well, this might sound strange to you, but I believe that God told me something very personal and important about you, and I wonder if you would mind if I shared it with you." And the man's eyes got very, very big, and he looked at his wife for a moment. And again, he said, "Sure, pull up a chair." So they did. "And the Holy Spirit," he said, "showed me a picture of you when you were a young boy. I saw you sitting on your grandmother's lap, and you were crying. And she told me that God could make you strong like Samson if you promised to serve him. And I saw you make a commitment to serve God and honor him with your life. That is an amazing story. Isn't that an amazing story? Well, he said to the man, he says, well, God told me to tell you that he kept his end of the deal, but you didn't keep your promise. So, quite a story. The man looked at him for a couple of seconds with a blank look on his face. Big tears started to roll down his face, and he said, sir, I was raised by my grandmother. My father left when I was born, and my mother left a few years later. And one day when I was about 8 years old, some boys were throwing rocks at me just to be mean, and one hit me in the head and put a gash in it, and I went home crying, and that's when my grandmother sat me on her lap and told me the story of Samson. I promised God that if he would make me strong, I'd serve him all the days of my life. I was just telling my wife that I've been thinking about that promise lately, but I really didn't know how to approach God. In an instant, the Holy Spirit gave the pastor a gift of a word of knowledge for this man. Amen? And he led them both to the Lord at that very moment. It's amazing. Now, this gift is listed in the verses that Linda just read at the beginning of the service, found in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 8 to 11. If you want to look there, you can. As one of the 9 spiritual gifts that the Spirit distributes to a believer as he wills. So those are 9 of the gifts that the Spirit distributes as he wills. Not as we want, but as he wills. So Holy Spirit is a person, right? Possessing a mind, a will, and emotions, and he chooses you. He chooses you. Each of you. He chooses you. How does that make you feel? He chooses you. This morning. He chooses each and every one of you this morning. Who, me? Look, you don't know my life. I don't care. He chooses you, right? And at the front end of the list, we find in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 8, it says this, to one there is given through the Spirit a message of wisdom, to another a message of knowledge by the means of the same Spirit. The word of wisdom and the word of knowledge are classified under the discerning gifts. The discerning gifts. Are you with me? These are always given in order to bless and benefit others. Just like we saw in that story, they're always given to bless and to benefit others. If you come to me with a mean word, then I will discern that it's of an evil spirit, because the gifts are always given to be able to bless and to benefit others. And others will operate in these other gifts to bless you, not only you blessing them, and it will benefit you as well. So like I said, it's time to go to a different level with the friend of the Holy Spirit, just like it was when I had to introduce Linda to my mother. This was more of a serious moment. And my mother said to me, she said, son, now that I've met Linda, don't ever ask me to choose between the two of you, because now she's my daughter as well. Wise mother. Amen. So a word of knowledge. What do these gifts look like in operation anyways? Well, a word of knowledge is the Holy Spirit allowing you to know something specific that you didn't learn by natural means. Isn't that incredible? Does that scare any of you? Because like what happens is you're past the dating stage. You're past the stage where it's a Holy Spirit, I feel your presence in this place. It's so amazing. I just love you, Holy Spirit. And now we're going into building a relationship. So now we're going to put some nuts and bolts to this. And a word of knowledge is the Holy Spirit allowing you to know something. So as you trust and you have faith, Holy Spirit loves you so much that He will allow you, because you are so special, to know things that you would not naturally know with your natural minds. And some people just tune out when it comes to that. And some people just tune out like that when it comes to natural relationships, because this is, it takes a commitment in every relationship, doesn't it? It takes a commitment to trust and to obey and to grow together and to honor and to all of these things. It's a supernatural transfer of information you couldn't possibly get through natural process. Jesus operated in this gift all the time. Do you recall the situation at the woman, the Samaritan woman at the well? And she told Jesus she wasn't married, and He responded, "Well, that's not true that you say you have no husband, because you've had five husbands." Well, how did He know that? How did He know that? It's pretty specific information of Jesus that Jesus knew about this stranger. It's pretty specific information. Is anyone getting cold? I could feel it, so I'm moving. So if I could feel it, you could feel it. So Jesus demonstrated what is possible for a person fully yielded and in obedience to the Holy Spirit. So it wasn't just a story of how awesome Jesus is, because Jesus was a rabbi. He was always teaching. So what Jesus was doing was, He wasn't just showing you a story of how He did not condemn this woman. He is showing you what is possible for us as well when we are fully yielded to and obedient to the Holy Spirit. And by the way, the Holy Spirit didn't reveal that to embarrass the woman's secret. He spoke to the woman because God loved her and wanted her to be free and to be whole in everything that she did in her life moving forward, just like the Holy Spirit wants you to be free and whole in everything that you do moving forward in your life. His plan is masterful. Amen? So gifts of the Spirit are always given to edify. Always to edify, to encourage, to set the captives free. The power of a word of knowledge is one of the most exciting and rewarding incidents that we can be ever part of. Amen? How many of you have experienced that, where you've just functioned? It's exhilarating. It's like, it's like this. It's like you're starting, should I go? And it's just like, oh my goodness, is it You, Lord? It's like last Sunday morning. All of a sudden, all of you beautiful people are here, and you're worshiping the Lord. And then all of a sudden, we're into the second set of the songs, and I think Laura had a song that said miracle, and something was up in my spirit. And I'm saying, "What, Lord? What, Lord?" You see me start to pace. Sometimes I'm like this, I'm giving it away because, no, that's not of the Lord. So I'm pacing back and forth. You think I'm crazy. And then all of a sudden, I say, "How many of you need a miracle here this morning?" And it was like almost like you all ran up here. Just like that. Okay? That wasn't orchestrated by this man. That was you being in obedience to what the Spirit was doing in the house. So you're actually more in tune, in touch with Holy Spirit than you may give yourself credit for, because of the way you responded. And some people came, and there was ministry that was going on, and just, it was a thing of beauty. It's a thing of beauty when we yield to the Holy Spirit, isn't it? The power of the Word is one of the most exciting and rewarding things. And this gift is available to every believer who yields to the Holy Spirit and obeys His prompting. And that's what we're going through in this exercise, this series that we're doing. It's learning. First of all, we started and we talked about helper and friend and comforter and everything. But what happens is we're just going a little bit deeper today. And as we yield to the Spirit. Oh my goodness. So the second thing is discerning of spirits. Another gift on the list of nine found in 1 Corinthians 12, the verses we read, falls under the category of discerning gifts, which we call the discerning of spirits. Now, this gift involves the Holy Spirit making a believer aware of a demonic spirit. Sometimes people have said to me, they say, "Do you have the gift of discernment?" And I learned this week that nowhere in Scripture does it talk about someone having the gift of discernment. It talks about having the discernment of knowing the difference between good and evil spirits. So it's not the gift of discernment as sometimes that we have wrongly walked in. Amen? But the Bible clearly teaches that demons do influence people. So I'm going on record today, okay, from time to time, even Christians. Now, I didn't say possess, okay, and this, at least in our theology, as our fellowship, the Pentecostal Assemblies of Canada, we do not believe that a Christian could be possessed with a demonic spirit. Okay? But we do believe that you can be influenced. Okay? And it's that time where we need to have that discerning of spirits that we know when we are being influenced so that we could say, shoo. Right? And so this is why getting into a deeper relationship with Holy Spirit is so, so important to us, because the chances are that some of you might be influenced from time to time by spirits that are not of Holy Spirit. Amen? So discerning of spirits is a gift given by and through the Holy Spirit, and the Apostle Paul operated that in that all the time. We see that in Acts 16 to 18, where the woman kept going after him and after him and after him all the time. So how did Paul know that there was an evil spirit of fortune-telling attached to her? What she said wasn't evil. She followed him around shouting something that was actually true. So how did he discern that it was? Well, just because her words were true, it didn't make the source godly. So how many times have you heard words that are true, but what happens is they're not godly? And you get sucked into it. Amen? As pastor, I always have to be discerning like that, because a couple of times over the years, I've been sucked in. Nice lingo comes along, you know, and it's very smooth. That's why we have a pastor's council, so they could counsel us, because you know what? We need wisdom. And someone comes in, and it's like all of a sudden, you know, some 6'8", good-looking fellow comes through the door, and it's just like white teeth from here to there, and it's just like walks in, and everyone kind of goes, shoo. Doesn't mean the person's walking with the Lord, okay? Might even say nice things, you know, come up, oh, you're such a fine pastor, you know. I grew up with female pastors, and you're the finest of all of them. And it's just like, wow, thank you so much, okay? So the girl was becoming a distraction to Paul's work, and he feared that his ministry was in danger of being associated with her, right? So what happens is when you're involved in situations where your ministry as a mother, a father, your devotional life, whatever it might be, is in danger of lessening because of something that's involved in your life, you have to discern whether that spirit is of God or whether it's not. And it's very subtle at times. And putting up with her for a few days, he finally got up and he cast her out, but only knew a demon was present to cast her out because he knew the spirit revealed to him through the discerning of spirits. So think about it for a second. If a demonic spirit were coming against your business, right, or your home, your family, wouldn't it be good for Holy Spirit to make you aware of that? Amen? You see why this relationship is so important? You see why it's so important to all of us? So once we are aware of the enemy's attack, we can simply take authority over it, as Jesus did, right? And take authority over it by the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, flee. Because I have the armor of God on. We put the armor of God on every day. I put on the armor of, I even have a picture on my wall in the church. Now, I put the armor of God on so that that sword is directed towards the devil. Okay? But the thing is that if I'm not aware of the devil, then what happens is then I could take that sword and instead of pointing it for the devil to get lost, I might be pointing it at you, my friend, or my family, and that's wrong. The sword is not supposed to be pointed towards the things we love. It's supposed to help us discern the things that need to flee from the things we love. And that's why we put on the armor of God. That's why we have the breastplate of righteousness. That nothing comes against our children. Nothing comes against the people that I pastor. Nothing comes against you and your family. We stand in that. We walk in that. We walk victorious in that. And it all comes from a relationship with Holy Spirit. Okay? Because He reveals all those things. And that's what it means to walk in righteousness, my friends. That's what it means to walk in righteousness. And that is exciting. A word of wisdom. Oh, I'm going a little bit long. Are you okay? 5 more minutes?
Reach it, brother.
Are you okay?
Reach it, brother.
Okay. A word of wisdom. Another one of the discerning gifts is a word of wisdom. The gift of the Holy Spirit is simply a divine answer or solution to a particular question or challenge. Amen? And sometimes the word of wisdom comes from knowing exactly what to say. And Jesus operated in this all the time, as we see. He would turn the tables over on people that would try to catch him up in things every time. At other times, this gift results in exactly knowing the exact thing or the right thing to do. And when Jesus and Peter are late and are about to paying their temple tax, Jesus gets a word of wisdom that solves the problem for both of them. Go to the sea, cast your hook, take the fish out, and when you have opened its mouth, you will find a piece of money. That's it. Problem solved. Amen? So both Linda and I, and many of you, have seen these amazing and helpful gifts. You've operated in them. I know. I operate in them all the time. And it's not because I'm seeking the gift. It's just because over the years, I've learned to have a relationship with Holy Spirit because I tried to do it without Holy Spirit and it didn't work. And I remember one time I was preaching and a spiritual father of mine and I'll have an honest moment. I was preaching in Guelph one Sunday night and it's okay to steal things, okay, like borrow information, but don't try to copy anyone. You got to be yourself. And I was preaching, and this guy, Ron Fallon, he actually helped us move here, remember? And I was probably copying, because you're learning how to preach and everything, and I was copying someone. And at the end of the service, he said, everyone thought you were anointed here tonight. He goes, but you weren't anointed tonight. He says, you were just copying. Isn't this great? Don't you love this? I love your family. This is so good. So both Linda and I have seen these amazing and helpful gifts operate in and around many, many times. And God used us to offer a word of wisdom to others quite often. And I've benefited from a word as well. So that man who said to me that, he says, you're not walking in the anointing here. You're just kind of copying and stuff like this. So that wasn't meant as a rebuke, because he believed in us, and he saw what the Lord saw in us, and so what happened was we could have been offended by that, And we could have walked in a fence. Many of you have probably have walked in a fence in your life. Or you can grow from it and you can say, you know what? Wow, I'm caught. Thank you. You know? Thank you. And grow from that. As opposed to being offended by that. Amen? And I benefit from the gift as it operated. So the word of wisdom, Linda's going to come, we're going to have communion. The word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, and the discerning of spirits, these are the discerning gifts. They are awesome. Amen? But the Holy Spirit has much, much more in his arsenal of blessing and empowerment in each of your lives. Now, is that exciting? Okay? And just remember something. Holy Spirit is not weird. We're weird. Okay? So let's not walk in a weirdness with Holy Spirit. He is God. He's the third person of the Trinity. Let's honor Holy Spirit, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen? Amen. Would you stand with me as Pastor Linda leads us in communion? And do you want me to move this out a little bit?